When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Ellie.
I'm Ellie Kemper.
And I'm Scott Eckert.
And this is our wonderful podcast, Born to Love, where we have guests on to talk about something, anything in the world that they love. Scott, how was your week?
Oh, my week was fantastic. It's the end of summer. It's the beginning of a new school year.
Yes.
The changing of the seasons. How about you, Ellie? Anything you love this week?
There were many things that I love this week. Many things I loathe this week, Scott. But life is a balance, and we're all just trying to work it out. One of the things that I loved this week, and you did mention it's the end of summer. That's true. Summer is starting to fade. Fall is making its way through the door. But
it's creeping up to the porch. Fall's not started creeping in yet.
Fall won't start it's creeping in August. For weeks. It's still August, Scott. We're sweltering. We're hot.
It's the dog days.
It's the dog days of summer. And in that spirit, I'll just disclose my location. It's Pasadena, California, a hot place, especially in the summer. And I've been in Pasadena for a few weeks, and it's really hot here. Every day at 10 a.m., it gets unbearably hot, okay? Come to Pasadena. I work on the tourist bureau for Pasadena. But anyway.
They don't pay you enough.
No.
You work for the tourist bureau of Pasadena, and all you've said so far is about how insufferably hot it is.
Yeah.
You deserve to lose that job, Ellie.
We have sun and high temps. I had a window to run. You know I like to run, Scott. I had got to get my support for my mental health, my endorphins, my quads. I had a 30-minute window to run. So I ran for 20 and stretched for 10. I know that seems like a lot of stretching, but I'm getting older. So I had to stretch to prevent injury. I finished, and you know it was on to the next. I was taking my kids to a park, and I had to get on that job next. Guess what, Scott?
What?
There was not time. There was actually not time for me to take a shower.
Uh-oh.
Did I mention that it gets really hot in Pasadena? So I was sweating. There was no time for me to shower. I said, do you know what? I'm just going to take off my sweaty clothes. I'm going to do a quick dry off with like a towel. Ooh. I didn't say this was, you know, appetizing, but that's what happened. I had to dry off my sweat with a towel. And then I changed. And then I changed into my street clothes, a fresh shorts and t-shirt. But what I knew in my head, I was like, that means today's gonna be a dirty day. Like it's I'm just gonna be dirty all day. I'm taking my kids to a park. I'm gonna sweat my ass off there. All right, because I mentioned it's hot in Pasadena. I'm gonna go to the next thing. I'm going to be hot there. I'm going to go to the thing after that and be hot there. I'm going to be dirty all day. And Scott, I loved it because I had no professional engagements. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't, I had no meetings with the tourism bureau that day.
You weren't trying to impress anyone.
No.
And you just embraced your disgustingness.
I embraced it. And it felt, Scott, mm-hmm. like I was getting away with something.
All those people in line at Starbucks don't know that I haven't showered today. If they knew how much salt was on my skin right now, they'd be disgusted.
Because the thing is, you can still look fine. Like, I had the sweat in my hair, which added body.
I mean, it's Pasadena. Everybody's got sweat in their hair.
Everybody knows how hot it is outside. So even if they could see how dirty I was, it would be excused. But the point is that I wasn't afraid. Sometimes when I'm going about my day, you try to avoid getting sweaty because you don't want to go to a lunch date or your friend's house or the supermarket looking, you know, sweaty. But on this day, I surrendered to the sweat and the dirt. I didn't attempt to rectify the situation. And God bless me if I didn't have the best day of my life because I was just out there living.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Ellie, I gotta tell you, maybe try showering less.
Yeah,
if not showering led to the best day of your life, go with that. My kids, they take showers every other day. And sometimes I envy them for that. And we say, oh, Jenny, get in the shower day. And she goes, no, it's not a shower day. And then we sort of realize, oh, yeah, no, she doesn't have to shower today. So maybe you should get on that 10-year-old schedule, Ellie.
I totally applaud that. I remember when I was a kid, I took one bath a week. I called it Mega Bath, and it was every Saturday morning, and I just washed myself off.
Wait a minute, Mega Bath? I'm sorry. Hold the phone. When you were growing up, you cleaned yourself one time a week?
Yeah. And this
Only
is not my
once.
Parents' fault. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of your parents' fault, Ellie.
Well,
I got to tell
you. I got to tell you, what were they doing? That they didn't regulate.
I mean, every other day, I think, is fine, but once a week seems like not enough.
Well, it seems like neglect.
I mean, it seems that, how old were you? Even back then, you were like, I gotta call it Mega Bath.
I was smart enough to call it something. I was, what, 11? How old are you when you're a kid? I think I was like 11. I don't know. I was old enough to probably know better. Mega bath.
Was all your brothers and sisters, were they bathing and showering on like a normal schedule?
I don't know. I don't know what they were doing.
Just like flies were collecting over your head.
And how did my parents not notice? How did they not notice? I'll tell you why they didn't notice. There were three other kids they had to worry about. We all had flies. They couldn't trace the fly origin. But yeah, I took one bath a week. And I mean, oh, Scott, I think we just discovered why Dirty Day was such a great day for me.
I think we did, Ellie. Yeah, you know, because your formative years, your formative years, you're cleaning yourself once a week. And every day now must seem, it must be torture for you.
Oh my gosh. For one day, I was released back into the wild of my youth.
What do you think would happen if you went back to a mega bath schedule? Do you think you could get away with it?
God bless me if I could. Why do I keep saying that?
Ellie really needs her blessings this week. You probably would need to be blessed as an adult if you're only cleaning yourself once a week.
If I returned to that schedule, I truly think I would be a happier person. I don't think you'd see any grump days from me. I think I'd be just living it, you know, my best, whatever, quote unquote, living my best life. But for real, I would. And so I think maybe 2024, you mentioned fall is creeping onto the porch. Winter can't be far behind. And then it's a new year. And maybe the new year is when I return. To Megabath.
Oh,
Scott,
boy, Ellie.
Speaking of Megabaths, we have a mega funny person as our guest today. Atsuko Akatsuka is a very funny stand-up comedian, actress, and writer. Last year, she was named one of Variety's top 10 comics to watch, and her debut stand-up special, The Intruder, was named the New York Times' best debut and one of Vulture's best comedy specials of the year. So I'm going to tell you right now, that means it's pretty funny, Scott.
I agree. must, to be such an acclaimed, critically acclaimed.
You don't get those acclamations by being so-so, okay? You get them by being the best and very funny. Atsuko also created the massively viral drop challenge on TikTok with her grandmother. Scott, have you seen this?
I will tell you the truth. This is how I first became familiar with Atsuko, was this drop challenge. Do you know it, Ellie?
I do know it.
She does these funny, funny dance to Beyonce, and she basically falls down, and now all kinds of people do it. And the best part about it, I'm not breaking news here, is her adorable grandma just sort of being confused.
Oh, if we don't love her.
Yeah, so I can't wait to chat with her. What is she talking to us about, Ellie?
She is talking to us about her love of the musical Hamilton. And I can't wait because I'm a fan of that musical too. So Scott, looking forward to talking to Atsuko when we get back. Okay, everybody, we are back. We are here to talk with Atsuko about Hamilton. Maybe you've heard of it. Atsuko, welcome to the podcast. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for being brave and taking on a topic, you know, that people might be like, okay, but what's been going on recently, you know? Right?
But Hamilton is the hip new thing. Isn't it the hip new thing that, all the kids are talking about these days?
Scott just heard about Hamilton last week. And actually, he had read about it, and then you mentioned it. And he was like, oh, yeah. And he did some digging.
I was like, wait, what? It's a musical about the founding fathers?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
And then it's got sort of rap in it? I blew my mind. Thursday of last week.
This is why I'm out there talking about it. I'm spreading the good word. It's my religion. You know what I mean? Because you never know. There's always people. There's always going to be people. I was at the airport and this woman was like, you're a comedian? I said, yes. And she, no joke, goes, like Bill Cosby.
What? Okay.
And I didn't have time to explain to her what happened. So I was like, yes, just like Bill Cosby. That's what I said. Some people don't know yet. People haven't been updated.
That is the perfect comparison. Of course, we were joking because Hamilton is, in my head, pretty well known. But maybe we're in the bubble. Maybe we're in a bubble. And a lot of people don't know about Hamilton, just like people weren't sure about Bill Cosby.
Oh, yeah.
So we're out there talking about it to those who aren't as familiar. When did you discover how much you loved Hamilton? And why do you love it so much?
I was a late discoverer of it.
Okay.
You know, and that's the thing. That things come in waves, you know?
I know it.
Sometimes it's first on Broadway. Sometimes before that, people knew about it, right? When it was like off Broadway or when they were doing tests of it. I wasn't there from the beginning. No, because I was in said sad bubble, right? Where it's like, oh, my own world, right? My own stuff. Beyonce. That's all I thought about. Right?
Yeah.
And then pandemic hits. And when it came out on Disney Plus, I said, I've been wanting to watch Hamilton. Tickets were too expensive for me to see at least, you know, the original cast. So then I got to see the original cast as if I was in New York right on Disney Plus during a pandemic when we were all sad and cooped up. And that's when I found it.
I actually haven't seen the Disney Plus version of Hamilton. Like, did they do it especially for Disney or did Disney just record shows and put them all together?
I don't know the technicalities, but it was on Broadway. So like they did a show and then they must have known they were being filmed and it was probably for Disney Plus because they crushed it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't bring their B game.
No. It wasn't like matinee energy, you know. No. It was like first show of the week kind of energy.
Yes. Understood.
They knew the close-ups were happening. They brought the tears, you know.
I have to say during the pandemic, that had to have been such a balm, especially A, for Hamilton lovers to begin with, but B, for newcomers like you. You must have been elated that it came to you instead of you having to go to it.
100%. I think that's something the pandemic really brought. It's like something coming to you, you know, and it was Lin-Manuel Miranda dressed.
I mean, we were joking earlier.
No, wait, hold on. Finish your thought. You said dressed.
Oh, no, dressed like a founding father. Never in my dreams, you know. It wasn't anything profound. I was just going to say what it was. That's all. But thank you, Ellie, for shushing Scott so that I could say that.
I need to shut him down so you could finish your thought that it was Lin-Manuel Miranda dressed as a founding father. Thank you. Scott, go ahead.
The irony is that I was just going to ask to take a step back for the listeners who may not actually have heard of Hamilton.
Oh, right.
Thank you. Thank you, Scott.
You were about to say it, so that's why I feel especially humiliated. But yeah, the historical Broadway musical about Alexander Hamilton, played by Lin-Manuel Miranda, also written and conceived by him, etc. What did you like most about it when you discovered this in your pandemic home? What was it that spoke to you?
Even when it came out, I was like, what is this? It's like a musical about founding fathers, which I don't really think about those guys on the daily or maybe even super care too much. But then it was cool to know it was like an all people of color cast, and there were nods at immigrants building the country, and I'm an immigrant, and the songs were catchy. And so when I watched it, all those things rang true. And it was like this thing where you might have high expectations of something. And for me, it really delivered. You know, you're cooped up. I'm in America, and morale's low. But then it's like, yeah. I don't know, Philippa Sue, someone that looks like me, plays Eliza Hamilton. And I love a musical where I understand the words. Oh my gosh. During the songs?
100%.
Oh yeah. My gosh. Enunciate? Enunciate. And they do that.
Yeah, you do understand every word.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver. Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Hearing you talk about it, because I did see Hamilton. It's going to come out one way or another. We'll probably talk about our own experiences with Hamilton at some point. So I'll start mine.
Yeah. Let's start in the order of like who discovered it. And since Scott just found out about it, what, yesterday? So yes, Ellie, you start.
I saw it actually in what you called the off-Broadway iteration of the show.
I'm very impressed by this. The tone of my voice is shock slash contempt because I never would have expected you to be so cool.
That is a very cool thing.
How did you do that?
Wait, how did you do that cool thing, Ellie? I'm not kidding. There's very little about me that is smart enough to like play it cool. But now that you're talking about it, yeah, it's the coolest thing I've ever done. So anyway, I went to see it there before the hype, before the buzz. So I came into it with no notion of what this thing would be. And I really enjoyed it. But I saw it at a time of relative calm in the country. And so I think I thought, okay, like this is a great musical and I love the music. But compared to your experience of seeing it during one of the lowest points of American, not one of the lowest points, one of many low points in American history, that's a nice thing, I think, to help buoy you. And maybe, I don't know if it changed your perception of America and the founding fathers. Maybe it didn't at all.
For sure. It felt like the new America retelling the story, adding themselves in it. And because of that, I really like it. And the people who have made fun of it always talk about how cheesy it is and how easy it was to just get on board because it's just like, oh, great, everything rhymes. Alexander Hamilton, Hamilton, Jamilton, peanut butter Hamilton, peanut butter Jamilton. I'm quoting one comedian that goes on stage and does this. And then he's like, oh my God, it's so good, you know? And it's like, you don't understand. He's also like this white guy, not to make it about race, but it's like, you don't know. Like, I'm the second Asian American woman to have a stand-up special on HBO. The first one was Margaret Cho. It took 22 years in between.
Need to know what you think about it being called Max.
I think it's a little confusing.
I know there was a sale, but it's Max now, and it's confusing because it was always HBO, right?
Yeah. I mean, no. Of course we're confused. Like, if I can explain it to my grandma, then I'll forgive you. But I tried explaining this to my grandma, and I think, she hasn't come back from it. Like, she's
still haunted.
She's not well. My grandma is unwell. She doesn't operate like she used to, because she used to be quick. She used to wake up early.
All from your attempt.
Yeah, I was like, okay, sit down. I have to tell you something. You know HBO, right? And then there was HBO Max, and now there's Max. Literally, her eyes went to the back of her head. She has not been the same. And I'm mad. I'm mad about what they did to my poor grandma. Yeah.
I get it. Well, I would be too.
Yeah, I want her back. So like, okay, I'm sorry. When something is going to change minds, it's going to be a little cheesy. It has to be. I saw a clip during the pandemic too of a little Asian girl watching Hamilton, pointing at Philippa Sue and going, that's me. You know what I'm saying? So everyone has their own experience with it because everyone also has a different background. And I think that's what's cool is that like, no matter when you watch it or who's watching it, you can always understand the words, thanks to the enunciation. No, that's not what I was going to say. But you know what I mean?
That's what makes it great, really, right?
I think that is necessary to point out. If something is being described as corny or cheesy, okay, but maybe it has to be that way to like have an impact, because otherwise it feels inaccessible in some way. Does that make any sense, what I said?
100%. It's like conceptual art. I think that's why sometimes things in the art world, to me, lacks humanity and feeling. You tape a banana on the wall, right? And then you tell the audience, now you figure it out. That's anti-human to me.
I agree with you.
It's like, I paid money to enter this gallery, and you're telling me I have to do the rest of the work? You brought the banana and duct tape? Things I have in my house? You know what I mean? I'm not crying at the end of this exhibit. I'm leaving.
Yes!
You're crying for the wrong reason.
You're crying because you spent $20. Yes. Yeah.
I'm crying because I was undocumented. I moved to this country with big dreams. And now I'm entering a gallery because I like art. And I was told this was going to be art. And it's a banana that maybe only has 2 days left. Do you know the art piece I'm talking about?
You're kidding that this is an actual art piece.
I thought that you were doing a bit. This was a real art piece, just a duct tape banana?
Yes, during the pandemic, it went viral because it was going for an insane amount of money. And someone like me went up to the art piece and ate the banana.
I'm on your side.
That seems like a waste of everyone's time.
And that's what the guy who ate the banana was trying to say too.
Okay, so he ate the banana.
I think as protest.
No, I think even eating the banana is a waste of time.
Sure.
I don't know where I stand on this anymore. I just, give me Hamilton.
Hamilton is obviously 100 million times better than that. We were joking before. I mean, I'm a longtime Hamilton fan. And very simply, the music kicks ass. And then second, the story is awesome. Cheesy, corny, I don't care. It's a 10 out of a 10. I was skeptical going into it because everybody liked it so much. Mm-hmm. And like whenever something's universally acclaimed, I'm typically pretty skeptical. I'm a contrarian. And then you see it and you're like, holy shit. It really delivers.
Well, yeah. What were your expectations going into it, actually, Esko?
It was high because, you know, I'm an easy watcher, especially with things that are in the zeitgeist, like mainstream, you know?
Yeah.
And it's easy to like poo-poo on that stuff. Can we go around and talk about like, what's the coolest thing about you?
Yeah, we can.
Oh boy. Give me short conversations because there's very few cool things about me, Esko.
Well, I'm curious. Were you joking that you're a contrarian?
I wouldn't say I'm typically a contrarian, but whenever anybody's like, oh my God, this is the best thing, you're going to love it, then I typically am a little bit skeptical. And I'm almost always wrong.
Mm.
I'll give you another example. Everyone said they loved Succession.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, it's so smart. It's so brilliant. The writing is great. The acting is great. And I was like, I don't know if Succession's right for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't watch the whole first season. And then finally, I succumbed to the mass desire for everyone to watch this show. And it took me like 10 minutes to be like, this show's fantastic. And what everyone said was right. It's like, oh, it's brilliant. So that's how I'm a contrarian. I'm not just going to say no in general. I'm just skeptical of things that everybody loves. And that's stupid of me because I'm usually wrong.
There's a beauty to like something that has reached the masses of people. And I was going to say, Scott, congratulations. Like you were hooked on Succession. It said it took you 10 minutes way faster than it was for me. I don't get it.
Ooh.
And I will say, yes, Succession was popular, but could I argue that it was actually popular just within industry folks?
That's a very good thing to point out because those are popular among a particular group of people, perhaps. I was always shocked by the success of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Because to me, that is such an unlikely show to resonate with so much of America. Four strange individuals living in Manhattan on the Upper West Side. And everyone's like, yes, we get it. But that's because it was about nothing. Have you heard of Seinfeld, everybody?
No. Here's the thing. I come from a family that doesn't watch anything. So if they listen to this podcast, they're going to be like, whoa, cool. They're going to find out about Seinfeld. They're going to find out about Friends. Thanks to YouTube.
Spreading the word.
My mom and grandma sit in silence. They don't watch nothing. They just watch like Taiwanese news and Taiwanese soap operas. They don't know nothing. They don't know Hamilton.
Wow. To return to Hamilton.
Is there a favorite song?
Oh God. I love this song called Dear Theodosia.
Mm.
Me and my husband memorized it and would FaceTime our friends during the pandemic and sing it to them. Some of them, I think, have stopped calling us back. 'Cause, I mean, we're not singers, but we love the song so much.
You would call them up and just sing it to them?
Yes. What's wrong with that? Yeah.
What are the lyrics?
Aaron Burr is writing to his daughter and Hamilton is writing to his son. And they're talking about building a new foundation for the younger generation as new parents. So me and Ryan, we would call people. We would go, okay, we have something for you. And then they're trapped, so they can't really say no. And then there we were. Dear Theodosia, just already singing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our favorite song.
That's really beautiful.
You really do love this musical, I gotta tell you. If you and your husband are forcing your friends to listen to you do renditions of your favorite song, you definitely count as a fan.
Since we've been talking about this, it's really deepened my appreciation of the show Hamilton. It's a fresh group of people that we haven't seen on Broadway necessarily before playing these characters. And in that way, I think it's profound. Because I'm thinking of it compared to other Broadway hits, Phantom of the Opera, or maybe I'm thinking of Cats. And I actually don't know what Cats is about now that I'm thinking about it.
What do you mean you don't know what Cats is about?
Well, Ellie, Cats is about cats.
Yeah, what do you...
Phantom of the Opera is about a phantom in the opera. And Hamilton is, in fact, about Alexander Hamilton, Ellie.
Yeah. Did you watch the movie Cats?
What is it about?
So, unfortunately, the movie doesn't help with figuring out what it's about either. But I will say it's the only time my husband walked out of a movie 5 minutes in.
Not even Taylor Swift could hold his attention.
Oh, she barely even got a chance. He got up and audibly said, "No, no, I can't anymore." And then just stormed out of the theater. There were children in there.
Taylor Swift is in Cats?
Oh, yes. Surprise. Yeah, she, a lot of people said yes.
This is crazy. Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Wait, have we reached any conclusions about Hamilton? You know Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, I didn't know he knew who I was. But after my special came out, me and my husband did like a lip sync to In the Heights, another Lin-Manuel Miranda musical, you know. We posted it and then Lin commented and I was like, oh, what, you know who I am? Excuse me? You know, and so we had a back and forth. He's like, I watched your special. I think you're a genius. It's so sweet. And then David Diggs, who played Lafayette and Thomas Jefferson in the musical, he just watched my special last week. It's a very recent friendship, okay? I'm very vulnerable.
David Diggs, that guy, when you asked earlier, something that was throwing me for a loop, what does it mean to be cool? I thought it was an impossible question to answer. And then names come up and it's like, no, David Diggs, he's cool. Beyonce, super cool.
Mm-hmm. Lenny Kravitz.
Lenny Kravitz is cool. Taylor Swift is cool.
Mm-hmm. Like the effortless thing, right? I mean, yeah. The people you named before, like Lenny. Okay, Lenny danced so hard, right? That his popped out of his pant, right? Like,
I didn't hear about that.
There's even video of it, yeah.
Did you know that, Scott?
I did not, no. But there's no chance I'm not going to try to find that video later.
Look this clip up. I think he like dropped it low and then his pants ripped and then he wasn't wearing any underwear because he's effortlessly cool. Okay.
Yes.
He was like, I'm going to take risks. I know my pants are made of, I guess, paper. I don't know what happened.
Was this decades ago or was this in the last year?
No, I think like 10 years ago. And trust me, it's not like he liked it. He like ran off and tried to hide it.
Of course. If he enjoyed it, that would not be cool.
Yeah, that's very important.
Well, now I feel like I have a to-do list of amazing things I have to watch. I got to watch Cats the movie.
I got to look up that banana duct tape
to the museum wall. And I definitely am going to go see Lenny Kravitz's p***. If you've got a minute, Atsuko, would you stick around and play a little game we call Love It or Loathe It?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay.
And we're back.
We're back. We're going to play a little game called Love It or Loathe It. And Atsuko, we're going to present you with some items. And we want to know if you love that thing or you loathe that thing. I need to point out there can be no in between. You don't feel so-so about any of them. You either love it or you loathe it.
Okay.
Love it or loathe it, Baby Bell cheese.
Love it.
Tell me all about it.
Oh, it's like a perfect snack. It's protein. The wax, you can ball it up and keep it in your pocket.
Yep. Little stress reliever.
Yeah, you can sort of like smoosh it throughout the day. Or if you find a trash can, throw it away. So many options.
Love it or loathe it, chicken tenders.
Loathe it.
Oh, why?
I like chicken on the bone. Oh. The flavor's more there because of the bone. And you give me a chicken tender, at least like force bones into it. I won't notice. You know, but I'd rather eat it like that. I just want bones. Give me bone.
Love it or loathe it? A little band called The Beatles.
Love it.
Are The Beatles cool in 2023? Are they still cool?
I think so because their impact was undeniable. And it still lives on.
Hard agree. Agree completely. When I was a kid growing up, everyone's like, you got to check out The Beatles. You got to check out The Beatles. And then you listen to some of their songs. Pretty catchy. The wisdom of crowds, guys.
And it's my mom's favorite band. She listens to it when she has her mental health issues. So extra points to them for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I have their haircut. So thank you for the inspiration.
Love it or loathe it, cooking.
Loathe it.
Hard agree.
Correct answer.
What do you loathe about cooking?
I don't understand cooking in that you cook for 3 hours and then you do dishes for like another two, but the eating part lasts 5 minutes.
Yes.
Maybe I'm washing dishes wrong.
No, you're not.
You're like, it should not take you 2 hours.
No.
But it does.
If then you and I are both doing it wrong. What you just described happened to me last night.
Yeah.
And nobody felt good. It's not like everybody was like, what a meal.
Not only is it a lot of effort for not much payout, but like, it's bad. If I pay someone else to cook for me, even if it's McDonald's, they're going to do a better job than me because I suck at it.
Because they're paid to do it.
So it's a lot of work for something shitty. Love it or loathe it, another musical, Encanto.
Oh, love it.
Love it.
Yeah, it made me cry.
My children have seen it, but I have not actually seen it.
You know, because I'm childless, I do the watching that my kids would have done.
Love it or loathe it, buffets.
Love it. Options, options, options.
I think I could see that one coming. I should mention, this is an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Is there any other kind? I guess there's one by weight. I don't like those.
Oh.
Oh, right. Like the Whole Foods buffet.
No.
That's a trick. They should apologize to the people. Why are they taking a name?
It seems unfair.
Yeah. Are we mathematicians? Are we human scales?
Right. I hate that system.
Yeah.
Well, I love that we discovered that mutual loathing. Is there anything that you'd like to plug?
Yeah, I'm touring right now with my new hour. You know, if you're not like into going to live shows, no problem. You know, but if you wanted to, it's at atskocomedy.com.
Atsuko, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us.
I'm still giggling. What a great time it was. It was so fun hanging out with you all. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Born to Love. We'll be back next week with brand new things that we love.
We want to hear from you. Leave us a review in Apple Podcasts and tell us what you love. We might even ask one of our guests in an upcoming Love It or Loathe It.
Born to Love is hosted and created by Ellie Kemper and Scott Eckert.
Our executive producer is Aaron Kaufman. Our producers are Sheena Ozaki and Zoe Dankla.
Born to Love is part of Will Ferrell's Big Money Players Network in collaboration with iHeart Podcasts. Special thanks to Han Sani,
Rachel Kaplan and Adriana Cassiano,
Michael Fales,
Alex Coral,
and Bahid Frazier.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.